こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、中国メディアの報道によると、おととい中国南方航空の上海発広州行き便にて、80代の女性客が搭乗前に飛行機のエンジンにコインを投げ入れているところを複数の乗客が目撃し、フライトが5時間以上遅れるという事態になりました。整備士が点検したところ、合計9枚のコインが見つかり、女性は安全祈願を祈ってコインを投げたと述べているとのことです。エンジンにコインを投げ入れると、離陸できたとしても飛行中にエンジン停止となる可能性もあり、大変危険です。
According to Chinese media, a China Southern Airlines flight from Shanghai to Guangzhou was held up for 5 hours on Tuesday after a grandmother in her 80s was witnessed by several passengers tossing coins into the airplane's engine. An inspection by the maintenance crew found a total of 9 coins inside the engine. The grandmother has since stated that she threw the coins into the aircraft's turbine as a wish of good luck.Throwing coins into the engine of a plane may cause engine failure during or after takeoff, which could be very dangerous.
なんか投げてる様子を想像するとめっちゃワイルドだよね、おばあちゃんが。
Was it overhand throw? Not the...
わかんない。
Don't they call it a granny throw though? You know, like in... What's the granny throw?
ね、
well, it's two hands. You have to...stand in like a sumo stance.
Yeah.
And you take the ball and you swing it, almost like a kettlebell movement, but you swing it down once between your legs and you throw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's officially a
grand throw. まあ、可愛いよね。その悪気はなかったから、みんなが安全に乗れますようにと思って9枚も投げ。しかも9枚ってちょっと太っ腹じゃない？お寺とか神社でさ、9枚もコイン投げることある？
That's a fistful.But it's different with those boxes and like fountains and stuff. If it's a fountain, you kind of don't you flip the coin in? You know what I mean? Like you put the coin on your thumb and you like flip it into the fountain.
普通に投げてた。イタリアとか。えいって。
Oh, I don't know if you're. Maybe I'm the only one doing that.
聞いたことない。
But yeah, I can imagine it would be dangerous if you threw coins into the, そう、ね、the airplane's engine. She didn't. Does she know what it is? Like the engine.
ああ、まずそこ？なんだと思ったと思うってこと？
Does an 80-year-old grandma in China? I mean, is it possible that she didn't know that it was an engine? I mean, if you knew it was an engine, you wouldn't.Throw money in there, right?
でも何だと思ったら投げる？むしろじゃあ。
Shrine?
なんか扇風機的な。
どういうこと？ I don't know, but they've had these, this is kind of a common theme in China where the mainland people see some high-tech object for the first time in their life, right? Like an airplane or something. I mean...
そんな遅れてないでしょ。
Well, if you don't have money and you've lived, because Shanghai was built in the last 20 years.
まあそうだけど。
Right? So there's...
まあ前にも紹介したよね。あの緊急用のドアを手で開けちゃうとか。だからこう、ブラックリストがあって、まあそういうふうに問題を起こすと、エアラインのブラックリストに名前が載っちゃいますよっていうのは。
That's just for that airline, right? You can still get on other airplanes.
あ、そうそうそう、まあね。
Right?
ただその中国のエアラインのリストに載っちゃうと、まあ不便なんじゃない？さすがに。まあこれは結構可愛い話だよね。あの先日バニラエアの、あの車椅子の男の人の話が出てたじゃん。あれ知らない？
No.
すごい話題になってるんだけど、あの車椅子の男性が、あれどこだったっけ、奄美大島じゃない、なんかどっかの地方に行くときに、行きは良かったんだけど、帰りにその タラップで降りなくちゃいけない、
hmm.
あ乗らなきゃいけないな、タラップで飛行機に乗らなくちゃいけなくて、
okay.
で車椅子用のその昇降機みたいなものがないと、だから乗れませんって乗車拒否されて、いやさすがにでも帰らなきゃいけないから、その知り合いの人に助けてもらって乗りますって言ったら、まあそれならいいですよってなったんだけど、基本はだから歩いて登ってちょっと手を貸してもらうぐらいを想定してるから、その車椅子を担いで上がるのは危険なのでダメですって言われて、でじゃあどうすんのってなって、もう車椅子から降りて、もう腕でこうやって一段ずつ上がらされるみたいな。でそれも本当はダメって言われたんだけど、もうだって乗らないと帰れないからっていうのですごい批判されて。
They have no problem like dragging people off airplanes while they're unconscious.
Yeah. そう、まあ2017年にその車椅子の人用の配慮がないっていうのもちょっとすごいじゃん。でその人はすごい旅行してる人らしくて、これまでどの国のどんな田舎に行っても車椅子だから乗っちゃいけませんってまず言われたことがないし、それでまずびっくりしたっていうのは言ってた。
I mean, why can't they just put them on the plane? I don't know, just like,
ね、
I don't get it.
だからそのマニュアルがあるわけじゃない、まあその従業員の人からすると、だからこう、まあ確かにじゃあマニュアルにはダメって書いてあるけど、車椅子を持ってじゃあ上に上がっていいですよって言ったところで怪我したりしたら誰の責任になるとか現場では思っちゃったんだろうけど、ただそこでそのお客さんが一段一段腕でこうやって上がってるのをみんなで見てるときに、いやこれちょっとおかしいだろって、もうじゃあいっかってなれないところがこのコーポレート社会の恐ろしいところだよね。もうそれでもしょうがない、だってルールだもんっていう風になっちゃう、この人間らしさを捨てた状態っていうか。
Oh, we have so much paranoia about liability and,
そうそう、
and people getting sued, and so there's all these very rigid rules and protocols, but then you'll find these exceptional cases where this rule that was supposed to prevent a PR disaster is causing a differentthe opposite PR disaster.
まさにそう。
and they can't figure out, you know, how, because there's always gonna, there needs to be some flexibility in individual situations. It seems like it, it's very difficult to come up with a rigid set of rules that is always gonna work.
そうなんだよね。だから、
but it's not like their rigid set of rules is perfect as it is now. I mean, it's definitely not.
しかもそこで変な話、その車椅子をじゃあ男性が乗った状態で知人の人が持ち上げて乗ってもいいですよってことにしたとして、そこで例えば落っことしたりしてなんか事故になるとするじゃない、だとしても正直そこにいた従業員が訴えられるってことはないじゃん。まずその車椅子用の配慮とかその必要な機材がなかったっていうことでまずエアラインが訴えられることあるかもしれないけど、個人の責任にならないからまあいいやって言っちゃえばよかったのにね。
I don't know, they just, sometimes companies just don't know what to do, and so they don't do anything, and then that ends up, you know,
いや、日本は結構その会社のためにすごい、なんていうの、尽くすじゃん。それいい面もあるし悪い面もあるっていうか、なんかよくたまにこれ言うけど、映画館行ってアメリカの、あの S サイズの飲み物頼んでるのに L くれたりするじゃん。あ、いいよいいよみたいな。それって別に自分が損するわけじゃないからいいやとか、まあなんかなんていうの、そのちょっとお店には損かもしれないけど、まあその目の前の人をいい気分にさせるためにやっちゃえとかってよくあるじゃん。だそこでその個人と雇い主の間のギャップがあると思うんだけど、日本はそこがないっていうかすごく近いじゃん。
But that, see, that doesn't really benefit the movie theater as a brand.It's just like, oh, that guy that works at the movie theater hooked me up.
Yeah, you know?
Like it doesn't really help the movie theater. It makes it seem like they don't have good oversight and the place is unprofessional. And...
そうだからちゃんとはしてないんだけど、だから日本の方がちゃんとしてるじゃん。だからすべてうまくいってるし、ある意味時間もみんな守ってるし。
Everything's completely controlled. You can't get any more mustard sauce. It's impossible.
そうなの。
Cannot be
done. そうそう。だからこのサラダに乗ってる、友達がイスラム教なんでサラダに乗ってるベーコン抜いてもらっていいですかとか言っても、
Physically、
ちょっとできないんですよね。なんでみたいな。だってこの間ジム行ってプロテインシェイク買うときにコップで出してくれるじゃん。でも私はそれを持っても外に行きたいから自分が持ってきた容器にあこれに入れてもらえますって言ったらいやちょっとそれできないんですよねって言われてあえでもいつもやってもらってるんですけどって言ったらいやでもできないんですそれだとあのお渡しできないんで
って。Once they say it, it's official too.
Yeah.
So
it's like, it's like あのえなんでだろうっていうそのな謎すぎるじゃん。
It's impossible. They can't put it in there.
ね。しかもすごい深刻な顔でさ、それがめちゃくちゃ重大かのように、mm-hmm. いやもう無理ですみたいな感じで言われるとさ、
It's like hard to not get a plastic bag at the konbini. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. You know, like it's so, because like what you're trying to do is you're trying to save this gym, having to wash this cup or having to use a cup, like this would be great for them if they had people bring their own containers.
そうそう。
It's like even if this is good for everyone involved, it's like we just can't do
it. そうだからジムの人はまさにそうコップ洗わなくていいし、だから私はでも出なきゃいけないからもうそのコップでもらったやつをもうその場で自分のに移し替えて去っていくわけじゃん。なんかなんだこれみたいな。面白いよね。真面目なんだよね。
But you can't bring your dirty cup there and just ask them to wash it, right?
No.
But they'll wash this cup needlessly.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
そうだね、そうだね。
No, but last time you washed this cup for me. Like,
次。先週末、Snapchat が新しい機能、Snap Maps を公開しました。これは友人や家族が今どこにいるのかがアバターで地図上に表示されるというもので、現在地はアプリを起動している間は常にアップデートされます。デフォルトではオフになっており、誰に公開するかも選択可能ですが、地図はかなり正確で、具体的にどの通りにいるのかまで判別可能なため、自宅や学校の場所などが容易に特定されてしまう可能性が高く、専門家や警察は子どもたちや親に注意を呼びかけています。
Last weekend, Snapchat announced Snap Maps, a feature which allows users to see the current location of their friends or family. The map displays the user's avatar above their location on the map, which is continuously updated as long as the app is open. The feature is off by default, and users can select who to share their location with, but the map location data is so accurate that a user could tell which street you are on, or even figure out where you work or live. For this reason, experts and the police are warning children and their parents about the risks of this feature.
そう、要は Facebook だと例えばチェックインしないと現在地がみんなには伝わらないじゃん。能動的に今私はこの博物館にいますってやろうってボタンを押して初めて周知される。
You also have to announce it.
そう。ただこれはそういうのが必要なくてもう本当に常に動いてるのが見えるっていうものなので、mm. 怖いねっていう話を、まあ、警察の人とかが話してるインタビューとかを見たんだけど、mm. 子供たちが結構使ってるんだよね、Snapchat って。結局いろんなサービスって13歳以下はダメですとか書いてるのが多いんだけど、mm. いろんな調査でやっぱり8歳ぐらいから使ってる子たちがいますと。でそういう子がじゃあ自分の学校とか家が知らない人にバレちゃったらどう怖いなとかってあんまり思わない可能性もあってっていう。あと友達にしか公開しないって言っても知らない人を友達として追加してる人も多いから、
mm. And anyone that sees your location could share that with somebody else or someone could hack someone else's deviceThat has your location on it, right? Mm-hmm. Or steal someone else's. I mean, so it doesn't have to, like, you don't have to be directly compromised for someone to get your location.
あと、まあ、Twitter ではフォーモーについてジョークがいっぱい出てる。
Oh, because you see where you're missing out?
そう、もう自分の仲いい友達が全員一箇所に集まってるのが見えちゃうから、あれ、私呼ばれてないみたいなのが一瞬でバレちゃう。
At least you were invited on the app, I guess.
とか、まあその浮気がバレちゃった人とかも早速いるみたいだし、なんかあれあそこにいるって言ってるのに、なんでこのなんか一箇所にずっととどまって動いてない誰の家かなこれは。
Apparently that happens with Nabi.Because people have when you're using your Navi in the car, it leaves these little breadcrumbs, little markers of where you've been. And so your wife might get in the car and then see those breadcrumbs like going somewhere weird, just like zoom out or whatever. It's like, what is this? You know, what is this route on here?
Right.なんか昔結構前にバイリンガルニュースでフォーモーっていう言葉を最初に出した時のこと覚えてない？なんか Fear of missing out っていうものがあるんだよね、なんかこういう言葉があってみたいな、
right.
でその時はこんなに一般的な言葉になるって多分思ってなかったんだけど、かなり浸透して普通の言葉になってるよねもう。
Yeah, I feel like all the subjects we talk about somehow become likeprimary obsessions of our society generally.
でもこれちょっと怖いのはさ、今もう大人だから周りとかでそういう心配ある人いないと思うんだけど、高校生とか大学生だとしてよ、その彼氏とか彼女にこう絶対にオンにしといてねみたいな、でオフにするってことは怪しいってことだからって脅されて常にオンにしなきゃいけないみたいな、絶対ありそうじゃん。
I think
なんかその選択の余地がないっていうか。
I had that moment with one of my ex-girlfriends once.
へえ。
何で？ There was an application quite similar to that. It had the same feature, and it's made by Apple, and it's called Find My Friends.
Huh.
And it's like, I don't know what it looks like anymore, but at the time it was like a, it looked like some leather. I don't know what to call it.It looked like it was made of leather or something.
Okay.
Like the app did. It looked very weird. So people kind of overlooked it, I think. But it's called Find My Friends. And you could just add people on there. And it would do precisely this. It would show you exactly where they are.
The Find My iPhone 的なことだよね。
Yeah.
それの彼氏彼女版。
Yeah, but it never got popular. It never... Everyone was just weirded out by it.
それを元カノにオンにしてろって言われたってこと？
Not exactly. I mean, we had turned it on. I don't know how that came about, but we had both installed it, and then we were both. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't a problem. But after a while, it was kind of like, all right, you just want some privacy, or it just it gets weird. It feels weird.
しかも全然怪しくなくても。
It's more likely that you'll just have a misunderstanding about nothing.
そうそうそうそう。
You know, so
it's 変な風に揉めそう。
But it's an interesting idea. Like if all your friends, I mean, if you like hanging out with your friends and meeting up with them all the time, and let's say you're 23 and you're in college and you guys go to school in a particular area and you all go to the same school, and then if you guys all use this feature, it's like you can just show up and just be like, yo, like you don't have to call, you don't like, you can just be like, oh, they're at this izakaya.
でもなんか気持ち悪くない？だって
at first, yeah, but
every 呼ばれてないのに来るってことでしょ？
right,
急に
you just
hey
have
guys
this, you just have this understanding, like because in the States, for example, a lot of my friends there, like if you can just go to your friend's house and the door's not locked, you just open the door and then you just show up on the sofa and it's like, yo.
まあだからもともとそういう文化
that's going away.
がある地域ならいいけどさ。
うん。
居酒屋に急に来るはちょっと怖いよ。やっぱなんか、え、え？みたいな。
Yeah.
どうしたの？ あれたまたま通りかかったのかなって
。 Yeah, I don't know if people would really do it, but I mean, it depends on your lifestyle and how much, what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
How secretive and how much of a...
でもただでさえその Facebook とか Snapchat とか Instagram でいかに自分の人生がすごいエキサイティングで常にイケてるかっていうのをみんな見せたいってなっちゃってるわけじゃん、若い子とか。だからこれがあるとさ、あ、こんな長い間家でじっとしてると思われたくないとかさ、そういう変なストレスが追加されそうじゃない、
right.
こいつまた家にいるよって思われちゃうからちょっとどっか行った方がいいかなとかさ、
yeah. you...
すごい疲れるね。
Right. I mean, that's something that happens. I mean, it's something people leverage with、like Fitbit and the running trackers and stuff、is you give people an awareness of your activities and then you use it as like social pressure to meet your own goals.
常にその追いかけられてるっていうかさ、
yeah.
脅迫観念みたいな、やだねなんか。次、テキサス大学オースティン校の研究チームが約800人の被験者を3つのグループに分け、集中力が問われる試験を受けてもらいました。一つのグループには試験中に携帯をスクリーンを下向きにして机に置いておかせ、2つ目のグループには携帯をポケットの中にしまわせ、3つ目のグループには携帯を別の部屋に置かせました。すべてのグループで試験中に携帯の音が鳴らないよう事前に設定させました。携帯を別の部屋に置いていたグループは机に置いていたグループと比較して点数が大幅に高い結果となりました。携帯をポケットに入れていたグループと比較しても点数はわずかに高くなっていました。実験を率いたエイドリアン・ウォード助教は以下のように説明しています。意識的に携帯電話のことを考えていなくても考えないようにしているという状況そのものが脳内の限られた認知資源を使ってしまっているのです。携帯電話の存在自体が認知能力を下げてしまうのです。
A research team at the University of Texas in Austin divided 800 study participants into three groups and evaluated their ability to concentrate. The first group placed their cell phones screen down on the desk for the test. The second group put their phones in their pocket, and the third group placed their cell phones in a separate room. All groups were instructed to place their devices on silent mode prior to the experiment. The group that left their phones in a separate room scored much higher than the phone on the desk group. They also scored higher than the phone in the pocket group. Study lead Professor Adrian Ward stated the following: Your conscious mind isn't thinking about your smartphone, but that process, the process of requiring yourself to not think about something, uses up some of your limited cognitive resources. The mere presence of their smartphones was enough to reduce their cognitive capacity.
そう、めっちゃわかるこれ。
Yeah. Do you feel it right now?
今は携帯が
飛行
機モードになってるから気にしてないけど、普通に電波ある状態で置いてあるとちょっと光ったりとか、なんかちょっとしたことであ、なんか来たかなって常にこう気にしてるじゃん、無意識に。でもそれがこう脳の何パーセントかを使っちゃってるわけだもんね、常に。
I want to see the difference between face down and face up.
確かにね。
Right?
Because
there's this weird phenomenon of like screen glint.
Yeah.
That causes very weird behaviors in myself where I'm just like, oh, a message. So I've...
Yeah.
Once I recognize that in myself, I've always had my phone down, face down for a few years now. I don't put it face up. It drives me crazy.
でも私ね、逆にスクリーン下になってる方が気になる。
Why?
なんていうの？あ、なんか来てるかもしれないけど、ひっくり返さないと見えないじゃん。
Well, that's just your fault.
でも画面が暗ければ何も起きてないから別にチェックする必要ないかなとか。わかる？逆に変な風に中途半端に隠れてる。
You can't just put it face down and just forget about it?
I can't forget about it.
What about the other room scenario? If your phone is in different rooms.
That helps.
That does? I feel like that's worse for me. I'm way more comfortable just having my phone somewhere where, like, I know where it is, but it's just, I know I'm ignoring. I guess I'm doing this thing that they're talking about.
Yeah. 何を気にしてるかだよね。私はなんかメールが来てるかなとかが気になるっていうよりも、ネットを見たくなっちゃう。なんか調べ物をしたくなっちゃう。猫じゃないよ。なんか質問が次々湧き出てくるから、それを調べたくなっちゃうのね。でもう
常にネットやっちゃう。If you get that urge though, if you need to find something out, you know, like when did bats start sleeping upside down or some very obscure thing that it's probably a bad example.
でもさっきも例えばじゃあ一回の生理で失う血液の量ってどんぐらいなんだろうねって言った時に調べないでそのままねえそうだねわかんないねっていうのができないんだよね。もう今知りたい、もうこの瞬間に知らないともうダメみたいな。
Data privilege.
そう。だから違う部屋にあった方が、じゃあ本読もうかなとか、その質問が湧き出てこない状況に自らなれるじゃん。
Do you think there's a clear psychological switch between phones here and phones not here? Like I'm potentially, because our minds think in terms of potential. We recognize the potential of tools subconsciously. When you remove the phone from the room, is it now I'm disconnected? Now I can't Google. Now, but and as long as it's around, because of your, it's almost the potential of its utility that is distracting you. Because it's at all times, like if you think of your brain as a threat detector, problem solver or something, your mind has a very strong awareness of your phone in terms of its utility.
Yeah.
Right?
あとそのだからスペースだよね。その違う部屋になくてもいいんだよね、正直。だからソファーに座っててダイニングテーブルに置いてあるでもいいの。
Really?
だからその
But you could still walk over there and Google.
でも歩かないと届かないじゃん。だから常にそのちょっと手を伸ばせばあるっていう。
This is just lazy son.
でもなんかその手の届かないところにあること自体がレアだから、そこにあえて置きっぱなしにすることによって心理的にはあ、もう今は携帯を触らない時間です、みたいな。
So if you had the force, then you'd have to go back to the separate room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
だからジムいる時が一番いいよね。ロッカーにしまってあるから、もう携帯のことは完全に考えてない。
Oh, really? You don't take it with you?
No.
How do you listen to music?
音楽聞かない。
At all?
うん。あの走ってる時は聞くけど、その筋トレの時は、もうゴールドジムの音楽頼りだから、もう携帯のことを完全に忘れてるね。だからそこでなんか質問が思い浮かんじゃったつらいと思うんだけど、まあ運動してる時はあんまり思いつかないから
。Yeah, I've had it happen where I was on a treadmill and then I felt like I had to Google something, but it's like, it's so hard to type. Should I stop for a second just to like Google this? It's like, no.
でもみんなそうなのかな。そのみんな今すぐ調べないとダメっていう病気だと思ってんだけど、私これ自分で。
You're insane if I mean, I guess I'm insane, but it's insane to try to be like you're running. I'm like in a sprint, and I'm like, oh, I need to Google. You know?
Yeah.走ってる時はね、何にも考えない方がいいよね。あの疲れ度が全然違う、やっぱり。こうなんか考えるとそこに酸素すごい使っちゃうから、もう瞑想状態で走ってる時が一番楽、やっぱり。全然違うよ。
I like looking at things, so I don't really like the treadmill. Because it's just a TV or the window or... You know, if you're running outside...Just there's a huge difference between like, oh, my body is moving through space and time, and I'm seeing stuff. Like, I mean, there's a different meditative effect, I think, of being on a treadmill where it's like there's nothing going on. It's just like, zzz, 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 you know, you're just on this machine.
Yeah.
But
I like that better than running outside.
It feels better for your knees. The sidewalks are ruthless.
あとなんかゴールが見えやすいじゃん。Treadmill の方が数字が全部出てるし。
Really?
なんかコントロールされてる感じが好き。
I feel the opposite. I'm like, oh, I'm almost home. But if I'm at the if I'm on the treadmill, it's like I can just get off. And it's the fact that I can just get off that allows me to just get off. You know, like if you're outside, it's like, oh, sometimes you'll push yourself more than you plan to because you're not home yet.
なんか伊集院さんもよく言ってて、私も本当そうなんだけど、ルールを決めちゃうと絶対破れない人なのね。まあ、それでうつ病とかなりやすいと思うんだけど、それのせいで、うん、だから絶対5キロって決めたらもう絶対に5キロはやらないともうダメなの、うん、だから30分は絶対やめないってなったらもう絶対やめないとか、うん、しかも決めてると30分になった時にいやまだいけるなとか言って伸ばしたりとかして、だからねそういう風になんかこう見えてる方がいいんだよね、
うん、I used to do that a lot with exercise butAt a certain point, I used to have charts. I used to do like one rep max, and I used to calculate like weights for
a
percent.
What's one rep max?
So like your 1RM is the heaviest weight you can do with good form for a particular exercise. So my one rep max, I mean, you'll have it for like squat, bench.
Right.
So...
それが書いてあるってこと?
Yeah, well, once you establish your one rep maximum, then you can calculate based on percentages of one rep max, like what weights you should be doing. No, I used to do all that stuff every single time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
もうやってない?
I just feel like after a while, you know what it feels like what it's supposed to feel like, and you just, everything goes on feel.And as long as you have something to like evaluate your fitness level, for me, it's kickboxing. So I went last week and I could tell that my cardiovascular is like worse than before. I was just like, you can tell when you really push yourself, you can tell like where you're at just based on feel. But
right. So なんか今日私も行ってバーベルやった時にあれなんか調子悪って思ったの、
うん、
ね、なんでだろうと思って、なんか疲れてんのかなと思ってよく考えたら、昨日ね夜アイス食べたんだけど、バニラアイスしかなくて、
うん、
あのハニーのフレーバーがついてるウイスキーをバニラアイスにかけると美味しいっていうのを見たのを思い出して、
うん、
でそのハニーのフレーバーのウイスキーを人にもらったわけよ。でずっとそれ飲まないで置いてあって、それかけようって思ったの。多分それのせい酒のせい
You think so?
うん、だって他に、まあ
But it's not that much. How much whiskey are we talking about?
ちょっとだけ。でも全然飲まないから最近。
It could be dairy too, you know,
like, Yeah, that's possible too.
Dairy
しかもアイスもね久しぶりだったんだよね。
Yeah, anything that affects your digestion can sap your energy and make you feel anxious and stuff.
そうなんだよ。でもバーベルいいよね。
Yeah.
なんかその自分のコンディションがめっちゃわかるじゃん。
Well, it's good to just move your whole body.
しかもなんかあれ怖いじゃん。
Have you seen, like, there's a lot of, if you watch bodybuilders, a lot of bodybuilders...They don't have the integrity in their joints, or they're not able to move properly. I remember there was this, what's that guy's name? There's this guy named like Rich, I think his name is like Piana or something, but he's huge. And he's one of the biggest stars on YouTube. He's absolutely huge. And he does steroids and all this stuff. But...These guys, like, it's all about what it looks like. And so they had him wrestle this, like, tiny guy on TV. And he just, his knee just immediately exploded and he fell over. Like, it's...
Oh, God.
like it's important to move your body with all the muscles that you have and not just do stuff in isolation. Otherwise your own muscles are dangerous for your joints. Like your own strength is dangerous for your joints. Like most shoulder injuries and stuff, it's your own force that you're exerting when you injure yourself. So
hand on that.
It's so complicated. Yeah. And it seems like fitness gets more complicated every year. And then nutrition obviously has gotten so complicated that it's like there's no limit to how much you can know about nutrition now. Like
it's unbelievable.
A new ransomware attack known as PetterWap has disrupted airports, banks, law firms, electrical grids, logistics, hospitals, pharmaceuticals, a chocolate factory, the Chernobyl nuclear site, and other systems around the world, including those of large companies like Maersk, BNP Paribas, and WPP. The attack began in the Ukraine and spread across Europe to the United States. PetterWap, or alternatively, NotPetya, uses the MS-17-010 vulnerability and a modified NSA external blue exploit to enter networks and then spread laterally with network exploits which allow it to infect otherwise patched systems. The malware, distributed via phishing emails and targeting Microsoft Windows, is demanding a ransom of 0.13 bitcoins, currently equivalent to 37,500 yen. Many people have since posted online stating that their companies had either been affected or that they have been instructed to avoid connecting to the internet.
PetterWap と呼ばれる新しいランサムウェアが空港、銀行、法律事務所、配電網、物流、病院、薬局、チョコレート工場、チェルノブイリ原発事故跡地など世界中のさまざまなシステムに障害を引き起こしています。マスクや BNP パリバ、WPP など大手企業も被害に遭っています。最初の被害はウクライナで起き、その後ヨーロッパ、アメリカと拡大しています。PetterWap はマイクロソフトの MS-17010 に含まれる脆弱性や NASA のエターナルブルーを改良したものを利用してネットワークに入り込み、ネットワークの弱点探査に乗っかってシステムを感染させていきます。このランサムウェアは Windows を標的にしており、フィッシングによって拡散されていて、およそ37,500円にあたる 0.13 ビットコインを要求してきます。ネットでは多くの人が自分の勤める会社での被害やネットにつながないよう指導されたと報告しています。
Yep.
もう NSA のせいじゃん。
Well, yeah, as well as the last thing that was going around. There have been a lot of virus or ransomware type malware attacks recently, but this one, I don't know if we're sure of the scale yet, but certainly a lot of what we thought would be secure networks are now being attacked by this. And
これってさ、37,500円払わないとどうなるの?
You don't get your data. You're locked out. You lose your stuff. You basically have to, just reformat those computers, I believe.
安くない?
Well, the number of people that they're attacking is so large that they're not... They're trying to find market equilibrium for their ransom. Like, you don't get the most money by asking for really large ransoms.
Right.
You make the most money by, like a product, the correct price point.
これ結構みんな払ってるってこと?
No.
払わない?
They were able to shut down the email account of this person, of whoever's behind this. Which restricts communication between people who do pay and that person. So, supposedly, even if you do pay, and I think maybe a dozen people have paid, even if you do pay, you wouldn't be able to receive your data or a key to unlock it or anything because you can't communicate with them.
Like,
how can you get your stuff back? Yeah, well, I some people may have paid before that was shut down. I don't know. There's a lot of reports about this. A lot of them are conflicting. Some people are saying that if you have installed the previous Microsoft patch, then you'd be fine. Other companies have said that's not the case. We have actual instances of patched computers that have been infected. Oh, they're screwed. There's nothing you can do.
Wow. だって BNP パリバとかさ、何のデータ取られたのか知らないけど。
Oh, there's whole, like, there's huge pharmaceutical companies with production lines that are managed by systems that are completely inaccessible now. There's logistics systems for Maersk, for example, that have been taken offline by this. And if you look at the pictures, a lot of people in a lot of different companies that haven't been named, I mean, they're not disclosing, I mean, because it's kind of bad for their company image. But there's signs saying nobody log in, don't log in. So everyone went to work and they just get to work and there's just a sign like do not use computers, don't log in, do not enable Wi-Fi, don't do anything. Like, because even if a computer is patched, it can infect, supposedly, I mean, this is all very preliminary information, but they can hack a different computer in the network. Someone can just open an email, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
So your computer is patched and protected. And someone else opens an email. And now they're infected, but they're on this network. And they can just move laterally within the network.
Right, right.
And infect computers that are actually patched. So it's similar to the old version, except there appears to be more vectors of attack.
なんか Mr. Robot っていうさ、ショーがあるんだけど、それはなんか銀行とかをアタックしてみんなのデッドをなかったものにするっていう。それだったらよかったのにね。
Well, banks did get hacked.
Yeah, but like 薬局とかさ、その薬必要ない人は困っちゃうしとか、法律事務所とかもさ、なんか
It's very indiscriminate.
そうそうそう。
The Chernobyl nuclear site.
ね。
I mean, they're monitoring the radiation there now manually, I guess.
なんかそういうのはさ、やんないでほしいよね。
Well,
そのみんなのデッドをなくすはありがたいじゃん。
Let's not run. We need secure systems on all nuclear sites. I mean, the fact
ね、
that
怖いよね。
Stuff like this is only going to become more sophisticated.
Yeah.
And the gap between these people and government institutions is only going to become greater. And any source of power destruction, something like a nuclear site, is totally going to be a subject of online hacking attempts that will probably eventually be successful, like, right?
空港怖いよね。管制塔とかって大丈夫なのかね。
Nothing's safe. This is more serious than Y2K.
Yeah. そうだね。
Like, this is actually more serious than Y2K. そうだね。
あ、すごい話題になったけどね。あっちの方が。
Once you're on the internet, it's just, you know, the smartest person wins, you know? If you can hack it, then you can hack it. There's no laws. No one can do shit. The smartest person on the internet. Like, if someone's just a whiz, just a wizard.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do? You know, we have... to just think about how slowly the government moves and how quickly this sort of thing is becoming a real issue. It's kind of terrifying to think about.
Yeah. I wouldn't call it smartest person, though. It's not smart. It's just selfish. If you're hacking into, you know...
But if we're so smart, then
hospitals
how...
And
but if you're so smart, then why are you getting hacked? You know, you have to have an awareness of these, you know, very real
if threats. You're so smart, do something useful. Save the world. Be Elon Musk
well,
or...
Yeah, no. Well, what I mean by the word smart is capable.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, there's like manufacturing lines that are being disrupted. This is a very trivial sort of, relatively benign plan that they had, you know, pay us 37,000 yen or 0.313 bitcoins or whatever, right? But these kinds of technologies and these vulnerabilities can be leveraged in much more severe ways. I mean, this is almost quite generous on the behalf of the hackers to kind of let us know, like, you know, this person could have, you know, these people could take down major infrastructure or do very disruptive things.
だってそれこそ管制塔とかをさ、ハックできるってなっちゃったらさ、その飛行機をじゃあ一台爆弾で落っことしますとか以上のことが簡単にできちゃうわけじゃん。お互いぶつかるようにすればいいだけだから。
Well, I don't know how simple that is to...You know, that's Michael Bay.
No, but like, do you know how many airplanes are in the sky at any given moment?
It's
crazy,
you know? There's a lot of space in the sky, too.
No, but you haven't seen the map. It's fucking crazy.
No, I have seen the map. I know.
It's crazy. Like, よくぶつかんないねっていうレベルだよ。
Well, that's because on the map, every single airplane is like...5 kilometers across.
No, but like they're way more than you think. Way more than normal people would think.
It's much easier to get an airplane to crash into a building or something than to crash into another airplane.
Yeah, that's terrible too. And you can, that's like worse than, I mean, it's more serious than, you know,
just. Yeah, like security is a major, information security is becoming very, very serious. I think the stakes are higher than they've ever been. And we're all more vulnerable to online attacks. Like, we're more invested in the internet than we used to be. So,
なんだっけ?だって Facebook 2 billion active users みたいなのこの間発表したよね。2 billion.
Yeah. that's a lot of people. I mean, that's like one out of every 3.5 people.
20億人だよ. It's almost stupid.
it's almost stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're...
Yeah, だってそのさ...あのマイナンバーとか、まあ、インドの、インドも今マイナンバーみたいなのに揉めてるじゃんとかすごい抵抗あるじゃんやっぱりでも Facebook はさ一方で20億人分の情報を持っていて、その好みとかこれまでのリレーションシップとか職種とか
It's changing everything. I mean, it's changing everything. The way people meet, the way people date, the way people everythingIt's completely different. The way people feel, the way people think, the first thing they do, they wake up and they scroll through their Facebook feed. We're living in some unbelievable science fiction film where every single person is jacked into, you know, whatever pays for the most ads. Or it's almost like you can think of the internet itself as having produced an emergent...intelligence, you know, just the networking without adding anything, just the networking of human minds has created like a new brain.
I know, and it's like the bad thing is the frustrating thing is like LINE もそうだし Facebook もそうなんだけどやめられないんだよね。もうみんなやってるからコンタクト先が分かんないじゃん。もうだってみんなの電話番号なんてもう知らないし。
But we say that, but when we say like みんな who are we talking about? Because the people who aren't doing it anymore, we don't know who they're off the map. We don't know what it's like. We can't meet them because they're not on it anymore. Like we say, everyone's on Facebook. Well, yeah, because that's because we look around at Facebook and it's like, oh yeah, everyone's here.
Like, if I quit LINE right now, like I don't know how to contact my friends.
Well, you would tell your friends before you quit LINE and that would make it a much smoother transition. If you quit LINE first...
I guess.
Then you can't tell your friends where you're going. But a lot of this stuff is... Facebook is, I think, about to self-detonate. Like, they've gone completely overboard with their spontaneous, unskippable, unescapable advertisements that pounce on you anytime you try to look at anything. And it's like where you can't close the video with the new Facebook ad.
Like you said that before, but I still don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I'm one of the first victims, but it's absolutely, I just...
But you can just scroll down.
No.
What?
You can't stop the video. You can't escape. I have to close Facebook to stop the ad.
どこにあるのだってそのビデオ、そのフィードの中じゃないの?
No, just like so let's say my friend shares some video and I watch that video. And then when you're watching a video, it'll show like another video after it that it just everything automatically just, you know. So it's playing another video, but then... like 57 seconds into the video, it'll all of a sudden cut to an ad video that you can't escape from. Well, maybe they haven't rolled it. They probably are doing a gradual rollout of this thing to see what people's response is.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like...
And this is different from YouTube autoplay, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's just an unskippable ad that plays in the middle of a video on Facebook. It's just a...
But like, this video is on what platform? Like, it's
on Facebook.
So someone posts a video on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Not just a link from YouTube or anything.
Yeah.
And then it's your friend's video, but then within the video, somehow Facebook puts an ad?
So my friend will share a video that's hosted on Facebook,
okay.
Direct, like uploaded directly to Facebook or something. And then during that video, all of a sudden an advertisement will play in the middle of that video. I mean, you get the point. it's just become intrusive to the point where I don't really, you know, it's... Facebook used to sort of be a positive, like a beautiful thing. It was great. And now it's kind of sullied.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I miss MySpace.
It's all about Zanga. In the latest 2016 census taken in Australia, the percentage of people selecting no religion has risen to 29.6% from 22.6% in 2011, making irreligiosity now the most common response in the census. In 2001, only about 16% of Australians selected no religion. Catholicism, on the other hand, fell from 25.3% in 2011 to 22.6% in 2016. Islam grew from 2.2% to 2.5%, and Buddhism fell from 2.5% to 2.4%. And there were 0.8% in the category of other, which includes the Jedi. Christianity remained the majority overall, with 51% of respondents indicating some Christian denomination. The proportion of Christians in Australia has fallen significantly since 1991, when 74% of respondents indicated that they were Christian. The census also found that some 1.3 million immigrants from 180 countries have moved to Australia since 2011, with 191,000 migrants from China and 163,000 migrants from India. 26% of Australian residents indicated that they were born overseas.
オーストラリアの2016年度国税調査で自分は無宗教であると答えた人が 29.6% で、前回2011年度調査の 22.6% から増加し、単一の答えとしては一番多い結果となりました。2001年には無宗教と答えた人は 16% しかいませんでした。カトリックと答えた人は 25.3% から 22.6% に減少し、イスラム教は 2.2% から 2.5% に増加、仏教は 2.5% から 2.4% に減少、その他と答えたのは 0.8% で、ジェダイズムも含みます。回答者の 51% がキリスト教徒の何らかの宗派であると回答しており、キリスト教全体で見ると多数派ですが、1991年の 74% と比較すると大きく減少しています。2011年以来、180カ国から130万人の移民がオーストラリアに移住しており、そのうち19万1000人が中国から、16万3000人がインドからでした。オーストラリア在住者の 26% が海外生まれと回答していました。
Yes.
ジェダイズム出た。
Yep. I don't know if it's still growing, but... 0.8. Well, I guess that's not all Jediism. I wonder how many there are total.
ね。移民が多いね、やっぱりオーストラリアは。
うん。Yeah, 26% of Australian residents were born overseas.
うん。6年間で130万人だもんね。
うん。
すごいね。でも東京も増えてない？
I think so. There's definitely more tourists.
じゃなくてその住んでる人。
うん、
やっぱコンビニの店員さんとか、まあ、居酒屋とか、
うん、
結構気づけば、私、まあ、東京って言っても私港区と渋谷区しか見てないけど、行動範囲めっちゃ狭いから。Yeah. でも港区はやっぱり、あんま日本人の方が少ないんじゃないかっていう感じするコンビニの店員とか、
うん、
まあスタバとか、うん、
There was did I tell you about this? Like this 店員 at like 7-Eleven was doing 客引き like on the street in front of like trying to bring people into 7-Eleven like into the コンビニ。
すごい熱心だね。
Like,I don't know.
コンビニって声かけたところでみんな入るもんなのかね。飲み屋とかならわかるけど。
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It was interesting.
面白いね。見たことないね、それは。
Yeah, but I think you know they, you know they don't know exactly. It's hard to know exactly, you know what's. It's very different. There, I mean, it is. Even if the person working at the konbini is very low skill or they're just, you know, 大学生 or something,
mm-hmm.
if they're Japanese, then their mannerisms, their body language, everything is very precisely what you expect.
Ah, まあね。そうだね。
But if they're from a different Asian country, if they're from somewhere in Southeast Asia or, mm-hmm. or somewhere else, that's all like...unsmooth. It's very, you know, everything, including like, you know, irashaimase or whatever, is kind of, the timing is weird. Because I remember I was in the konbini and this girl, she said irashaimase or something, but the timing was just kind of weird. So I reacted weird and then I felt weird. I don't know. But that's, yeah. that's in...It's a it's a weird difference because that's not something that we valued in work situations, you know, the mannerisms, these, it was always like, this is like the lowest job, right?
Right.
This is like the least paying job. And so do those things matter? I don't really mind it at all. I don't care.
I don't care either. 別に。なんか逆に、まあ、実習生みたいなバッジつけてて、日本人の子ですごい、なんていうの、初々しいっていうか、どうしようみたいな、うん、子も心配になるけど、さらにそこで日本語があんまり上手くないとかだと、あ、これでなんか怒られてたりしたらかわいそうだなと思って、余計なんか逆に優しい気持ちになるっていうか、わかる、うん、なんか前にあの近くのスーパーに中国人のすごい若い男の子が入って、多分19歳とかだと思うんだけど、でその子がなんかそのレジの使い方が分かんないわけよ、うん、ですごい苦戦してて、で日本人のおばちゃんが、まあ、多分訓練の係なんだけど、なんか説明がちゃんとしてないというか、ちゃんと丁寧に教えてあげてなくて、ですごいその子がテンパっちゃってかわいそうで、
うん、
だからその子がそれでさ、買ったものを袋に入れてくれるんだけど、それもちゃんと教わってないせいだと思うんだけど、あのいちごとか柔らかいやつを一番下に入れちゃうみたいな、でその上にじゃがいも置いちゃうみたいな、あるじゃん、right. でああって思ったけど、なんかそこでなんか言ってこの子がまた怒られたりしたら嫌だなと思って、まあいいかみたいな大したことじゃないしっていう、逆にこう寛容な気持ちになるよね。
I think it's you know, there's going to be more globalization and more mixing of cultures and more immigration, and we can see at most places like in the US, or I haven't been to Australia, but from what I hear, everyone is very accommodating of Japanese people who are trying to work there and don't understand how things work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
そうだね。オーストラリアなんかワーホリとかすごい多いもんね。Yeah.
And they know like that you don't understand the culture, like you are going to do weird things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so it's I think it's important for us to be very accommodating everywhere and like understanding.
そうね。なんか変に心配になっちゃうんだよね。この間ココイチ久しぶり行って、その時もなんか、あの子も中国人なのかな、もうすごい日本語がたどたどしくて、で最初注文取ってたんだけど、すごい危ういからなんか見かねた日本人のマネージャーの人が来て、まあ、ちゃんとできてるか見てたんだけど、それもなんか、あ、これでなんか怒られてたら嫌だなみたいな、
うん、
とかお客さんで変なこと言う人とかもいるのかなみたいな、なんか心配になっちゃう勝手に
There was a weird incident the other day where I was actually shopping on Amazon for an emergency escape ladder, which is that thing right there.
本当だ。
And I was looking at these different escape ladders because, you know, the thing had happened in England with that building. And I was like, I have no way to get out of here. Maybe I should like... So I was shopping for this thing, and then I needed to get ready, so I took a shower, and I come out of the shower, and the second I come out of the shower, the fire alarm goes off. And I'm like, of course.
Wow.
It's so loud, like I can't hear. Like it was just like...
それ何だったの？でも火事じゃなかったんでしょ？
Well, I didn't know.I just got out of the shower and the fire alarm's going off and I'm slightly panicking. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because your ladder is still in the box.
No. Right? I was shopping for the ladder.
Oh, you were shopping. Oh, right. Online. You weren't here.
I didn't have, I just got the ladder today.
Right. Oh, okay. I see. Okay, I get it now.
But yeah, I was like, and I was naked. So I was like, should I just run outside naked? No, like that'd be weird.
No, don't.
Like, what if it's a false alarm? Like, then yeah. It's going to be...
Then you get arrested.
My life will be weird. I mean, it's not as bad as burning to death, but I'd rather take my chances and burn alive naked? I don't know. But so I rushed and I put some clothes on. And it's weird, like this alarm is going off the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like drying myself off with a towel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I dry enough? Am I dry? I'm almost dry. Like now I'm dry enough. No, wait, now I'm dry enough.
Yeah.
Because I'm just, you don't want to waste any extra time.
Yeah.
But you have to still dry yourself off.
Do you?
Yeah, because then it would, what if I don't dry myself off and I try to put clothes on and it gets like snagged and I dislocate my shoulder and I don't know, who knows, like something. It's easier to just dry yourself. I mean, it's...
でも火事だったら濡れてる方がいいんじゃないの?
If I'm, not if I'm putting, I don't know, like what? I don't think so. But I got dressed and I was like, should I leave my laptop? I don't really want to leave. And there's like this weird weighing
thing.
Oh things.
My God.
And I'd be like, I'd be the worst dude on a plane.
Oh my God.
But it was just, so I actually grabbed my computer because there's all kinds of stuff on here related to this show that would have been obliterated. Very important. But I grabbed my computer and I like ran downstairs.
Yeah.
And probably like 5 minutes had gone by at this point. I should have been burned alive. And I go downstairs and then there's like a kitchen down there and there was this Chinese guy dressed as a chef and he didn't look concerned at all.
Hmm.
He wasn't worried at all.
Hmm.
And he was like going in and out of my building. And I was like, well, this guy has to be involved. How can he be so like
yeah.
calm?
Yeah.
So I was trying to talk to him like, can I go back inside? Are we burning? Like, what did you burn? Like, what do
yeah.
you, and I'm like poking my head into the kitchen
yeah.
and like trying to talk to this guy, but he didn't, I mean, he was an immigrant from, I think he's from China.
Okay.
And so it was very awkward trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't
what
know.
What did he say?
The only thing he said was he like nodded and he like pointed into the kitchen and he said, "Chotto."
Chotto.
And it's like, "Chotto what? Like, what do you mean, chotto? Like, I'm like out here.
Chotto yaketa?
Like, yeah, like, is it still chotto? Like, is it okay now or what? And I'm like, standing.
Chotto moeteru nano ka ne? Chotto moeta nano ka?
I need a tense. Like, what's the current status?
Tashikani.
But, I mean, it was fine, but. It was kind of crazy. Just
Yeah,
so I have that ladder now. So if something happens, we can get out of here.
てか一人暮らしでその逃げるときにそんなに戸惑うっていうのも面白いよね。
My neighbor didn't flinch at all. I thought she wasn't home, but like after everything had just was done, like the fire department and all this stuff, she just like walks out of her, like she didn't evacuate or do anything.
What?
But,
危ないよね、でも。
It's weird, like you, yeah. What do you do? How much time do you have? It's hard to tell.
I have two cats, you know?
That'd be crazy trying to catch your kittens.
That'll be like, my priority for sure. Like, fuck the computer.
What do? Do you just let them out or do you
catch
them?
No, I'm just going to have to put them in my backpack or something.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to... 猫を詰める。猫をカバンに詰めて。
They might be freaking out if there's a fire alarm.
Yeah, for sure. 多分隅っこで固まると思うけど、もう、なんかソファーの下とかに入っちゃってたら、もうしょうがないから引きずり出すしかないよね。
I really don't know how much time you have in these situations. Is it 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
I have no idea. But I mean, I can't leave them, like, you know? I can't leave them.
It takes a department like 10 minutes to show up?
I guess. Which is a long time for fire.
That's a long time too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, two cats.
Let's see. Astronomers have detected and measured the motion of two orbiting supermassive black holes for the first time ever. The paper is published in the Astrophysical Journal and documents it documents the system, dubbed Supermassive Black Hole Binary 0402+379. The observations were made over 12 years using the Very Long Baseline Array, or VLBA, which leverages data from 10 radio telescopes across the United States. The black holes are located 750 million light years from Earth and are located at the center of Radio Galaxy 0402+379. The phenomenon is believed to be a result of a merger between two different galaxies which each had their own supermassive black hole, which have since gone into orbit around one another. The Milky Way galaxy, which is where we are right now, is expected to collide with the Andromeda galaxy in 4.5 billion years.
The Astrophysical Journal に掲載された研究で、天文学チームが史上初めて2つの超大質量ブラックホールが周回している様子を検知し、測定することに成功していたことが分かりました。超質量ブラックホールバイナリー 0402+379 と呼ばれるこの2つのブラックホールは、アメリカ国内の10個の電波望遠鏡で得たデータを用いて、12年かけて超長期線電波干渉法を使って観測されました。このブラックホールは地球から7億5000万光年離れた場所にあり、電波銀河 0402+379 の真ん中に位置しています。もともと超大質量ブラックホールを一つずつ持った2つの銀河が合体し、お互いの軌道を回るようになったことからこの現象が生まれたと考えられています。私たちが暮らしている天の川銀河も、今から45億年後にはアンドロメダ銀河とぶつかると予測されています。超大質量ブラックホール。
Yep. These black holes are the
supermassive.
Supermassive. They're so massive that their combined mass is estimated to be 15 billion times more mass than the mass of our sun.
バカじゃないの？すごいね。Wait, 15 billion times.
Times the mass of our sun.
太陽の質量の150億倍？
I think so.
そりゃ超大質量だね。
And because they're so massive, it takes 24,000 years for them to complete one orbit. So they haven't gone...
What?
Like, it takes 24,000 years for them to go around each other once.
What?
So we haven't seen... Like, we can, they're barely orbiting each other.
そうだね。
They're so heavy that it just takes that long...
だから人間の感覚で言うと回ってるっていう感じじゃないよね。そのとこまで見れないもんね。ちょっと動いてるか動いてないかぐらいの感じってことでしょ。
Well,
大きすぎて。
We don't feel the orbit of our own planet either. Like we don't feel anything on those scales. So it's about the same.
I guess.
Right?
そっか。
Yeah. And,
ちょっと規模が大きすぎるんだよな。
And it's so far away too.
ね、7億5千万光年だよ。
Yeah.
もはや意味が分かんないよね、やっぱり。
And this little fun fact here that our galaxy will collide with the Andromeda galaxy in 4.5 billion years.
まあ、45億年後だからどうでもいいよね。
I mean, that's fairly soon.
だからすごい今ストレス抱えてる人とかそれを思えばいいんじゃない？どうせ45億年後には。ぶつかるんだしみたいな。そしたらちょっと気が晴れるかな。
This is what they tell you to reassure people that are worried about the sun burning out. It's like, oh, don't worry about that. We'll collide with Andromeda before that happens. The Andromeda galaxy is very close to us. It's only 2.54 million light years. Compare that with 750 million. It's much closer.Andromeda is so close that if it's dark enough, you can see it with your naked eye. You can see the galaxy. And even with a fairly affordable telescope, you can see Andromeda. It's on its way here. well, we're on our way to each other.
太陽の、あ、なんだっけ、150億倍?
15 billion?
の質量のものがガガガガって回ってる。
Well, Andromeda is different. The black holes that are orbiting each other are in a different place than...
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just trying to imagine...
Like them orbiting?
Yeah, like...
Eventually, they'll probably merge into a single super, super, super massive black hole. Ultra massive.
Right.
Black hole. What's interesting about the Andromeda situation is that so the way that these black holes started orbiting each other is two galaxies merged, right? Well, the Andromeda galaxy is going to collide with our galaxy, and probably the supermassive black hole in the center of our galaxy and the supermassive black hole in the center of the Andromeda galaxy will orbit each other following that merger between our galaxy and Andromeda.
That's the trend here? That's what's happening?
It could be a form of mating. I'm not sure what it is.
That's a romantic way to put it, I guess.
Well, think about it. Everything that is developing in the Milky Way is sort of confined to the Milky Way for billions of years, right? But once these galaxies collide, then all the weird stuff that emerged over billions and billions of years can suddenly, after being formed, fully formed, or whatever it happens to be, can suddenly reach the previously isolated other galaxy.
Right.
And we used to think that Andromeda was very similar to our galaxy. But now we know that Andromeda is more than twice as massive. Its stars are much older, generally speaking. And it only produces one star per year. Andromeda only produces one star per year. Whereas our galaxy is producing maybe 5 stars per year.
こっちの方が若いってことだよね。
Andromeda's younger.
Huh, what?
Yeah. We think Andromeda is younger because we've found stars within our own galaxy that are like 13.2 billion years old or something.
Yeah.
Well, the universe is only 13.8 billion years old, so it's right. only 600 million years, right?
Yeah.
Before the stars in ours, so...
I don't
know why our galaxy makes a bunch of stars compared to Andromeda. But there's like 3 major events. Our collision with Andromeda.
Yeah.
The sun exploding. And then the eschaton, which is what is said to be the entropic heat death of the universe itself.
Right.
So yeah, that's what we've got on the schedule coming up.
Coming up soon. What's next?
What's next for the Milky Way galaxy and the evolved primates that inhabit its third planet from the sun?
They're doomed.
Coming up next, collision with Andromeda.
でもなんかそういうのを覚えておくと日頃のストレスが軽減されるっていうのはあると思わない?まあ、そこまで規模大きくなくても、まあ、いつか自分も死ぬんだとかもそうなんだけどさ。
It's empowering. It's like,
yeah, it's and like, we, ああ、どうせ死ぬんだから楽しくした方がいいなとかさ。ああ、どうせ。
Well, it's, for me, it's like, I see the power that, for example, religious people can have that atheists cannot have. Their empowerment through their belief.
Right.
It's more evident in some areas than others, like sports, for example. But even among people who are irreligious, any kind of belief or conviction can be very powerful, or at least give you orientation in the world. And so if you put yourself in, like, if you think about the universe itself, or if you acknowledge that the universe exists, like, let's say you're not religious, but you'll acknowledge that the universe exists. Like, there's me and there's the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can establish some kind of relationship within your own mind, between yourself and the universe, then you can kind of have, you can put things into the same existential perspective that religious people do. And then, you know, things that bother you on a daily basis, you can look right past it, because you still have your, you know, some part of your mind orientated.
Mm-hmm. In a way, in existential, it's like, terms, there's something that's way bigger than you.
Yeah.
Out there, like, whether it's God or universe or this black hole, supermassive black hole or whatever, but you know, there's just something that's way bigger than you out there that you never understand fully.
But it's not a black hole. It's everything. That's the thing that we're talking about. Everything that's not you is God or is the universe or is. And if you can just admit that that thing exists, you know, then you're kind of on your way to putting things into a more existential perspective.
Yeah, and I think for me, it helps for me to not do things that I don't want to do. Because I think that's what a lot of people end up doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just somehow doing shit that you don't want to do. And,
well, it's stuff that you're
stressed out about. It
stuff that you're supposed to do.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted to talk about Anonymous?
Oh, well, Anonymous.
これ見たけどなんか勘違いなんでしょ？でも。
Anonymous released a video saying that the U.S. government is coming up on some
alien が見つかりましたみたいな。
Some disclosure is being demanded of U.S. government officials who have supposedly been in contact with non-microbial alien life, and Anonymous is saying that NASA is, like, involved. And I mean, it wasn't as conspiratorially off the rails as I was expecting it to be, but it was still.
I haven't seen the video. I just read the article about it, saying that, explaining why they're mistaken, or like they're misunderstanding certain things or something.
Yeah, but there's an explanation for why that explanation, you know, like it just never ends.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Stephen Greer, the alleged Dr. Stephen Greer, who led the Disclosure Project, which was a lot of basically rounding up former military pilots and officials and generals and all sorts of people that had claimed to either have been employed at Area 51 or had seen alien spacecraft.
Right.
There were even astronauts involved in the Disclosure Project. And basically, they got a bunch of people together to testify and, like, and talk about their experiences with aliens. And it's quite creepy. Like, it's such a powerful
Didn't social Armstrong phenomenon. Talk about it too? Like his encounter with aliens. I read like transcripts.
I love UFO cults and this whole thing. It's the best.
Now is not the time.
Why is now not the time?
Because President Trump. Because if someone is in contact, then President will. I mean. In the world of Independence Day and everything, president always makes the decision.
Well, the president will,
like, what to say and everything.
That definitely won't happen. The president will speak to the people, certainly, but there is protocol for more sophisticated and measured communication with extraterrestrials.
No, but I mean, like, what if they are, like, what if we can communicate with them? You know, like, it's not like they're just weird creatures or anything, and it's more like a diplomatic process, and their leader is coming out to talk to our leader, then it's gonna be because NASA is in contact with them, then the leader will be President Trump.
Fine.
And he's gonna be like bigly and amazing, and I don't know, like
great. If the aliens can't figure it out, then, you know, like, the aliens will figure it out. Whatever it is, the aliens figure it out. Like, what are we going to do?
Figure out what?
Figure out whether we should be detonated or not. Like, there's no there's no say from our end. If aliens are here,
for sure.
If aliens are here, then either, you know, either Trump's not an issue or he's already been converted into an energy generating acorn or something. Like, they've already done it.
Yeah.
It's all just none beyond.
What's that? What's that video with Sigourney Weaver? The new shit.
I forget, but
are atarashii no deta kana? Are demo sonna ni sugu denai no kana?
I think they may be making a full movie out of that, no?
Oh.
Wasn't that just like a preview or something? It's the Neil Blom clamp. I don't know how to say his name.
Ah, あれ episode 1, episode 2 みたいになっていくんじゃないの?
I don't think.
With,
I don't know.
Crowdfunding.
I don't know. Maybe.
あれなんだっけタイトル? あれただで見れるからね、みんな。
Yeah, it
was YouTubeで公式で、あの、エイリアンの映画を、あの、エイリアン1、エイリアン2とかの対策のエイリアンを作ったチームが作ってる。
It's just a short movie. The short film thing is going to become a new medium, I think.
So, あれすごい面白かったんだけど。そう、クラウドファンディングだから、あの、みんなから、スポンサーなしでみんなからちょっとずつお金集めて、で、無料で公開するっていうやつね。Yeah,
crowdfunding is making so much crazy stuff these days, like everything on Kickstarter and whatever. Like, it's just, they're all amazing.
あの、吉村作治のクラウドファンディングのページに遭遇して、吉村作治っていうあの、教授でさ、あの、エジプトの、あの、やつずっとやってる、本当にテレビとかもずっとで、ツタンカーメンといえば吉村作治みたいな感じの人がいるんだけど、あの、すごい高いの、そのクラウドファンディングは。
What is it for?
I forget, but it's more like a tourist, like, experience tourism type of stuff. So if you pay a certain amount, you can actually go to Egypt with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he has access to, like, places where usually you can't go in. Maybe inside pyramid or something. I don't really know, but. みたいのがあって、すごい集まってんの、しかも。こういうのもあるんだと思って。
Yeah, a bunch of people have been doing these, like, sort of archaeological tours. And I was, like, connected with some, like, cave painting expert in the U.S. on my last trip.
Okay.
And, like, one of these people that just, there are these people that they just become experts on something like this.
Right.
And then, you know, it's worth it to have a tour guide that is obsessed. You know, like, not just doing their job, but, like, no, this is like their life.
Yeah.
You know?
得られる情報量が全然違うもんね。普通にプラッと行っちゃうのとさ、その人がガーッと説明してくれてるのと。
Yeah.
Okay. 文字起こしのテキストを Android と iPhone と Mac と iPad でチェックできますので、公式アプリ試してみてください。単発で文字起こし買うこともできるし、月額240円、全部のテキスト読み放題という激安もやっています。
Yes、
スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しておりますので、ぜひお試しあれお願いします。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターやってるのでフォローお願いします。
うん、What? あとは
それくらいじゃない。アプリすごいアップデートしてるからね、先週説明したけど、あの最近使ってなかったなっていう人もぜひ使ってみてほしいです。単語テスト機能とかね、あのいろいろついてるし、ちょっとこれからまたさらにすごいパワーアップする予定があって、マイケルが今頑張ってるんで、それもお楽しみに。
We're still updating Android and Mac.
Okay.
So I thinkFor our updates, iOS will come out first, then Mac, then Android.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be that pattern.
Okay.
But
よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.